Happy Monday, everybody.
Welcome to day two of Resurrection Week. Today, we're going to be reading out of the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, for our meditation, verses 3 through 8. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. It's the word of the Lord.
Praise be to God. Whoa. So, no one can take this resurrection away from us?
Nope.
Is that? I mean, that's the first part. Yeah, for sure.
Can't be taken.
This imperishable, undefiable, and unfading is what my version says.
Oh, yeah.
What does your version say?
Yesterday I read out of the ESV, and today I read out of the NIV.
We're switching it up.
Not on purpose, I'll be honest. But we love it.
Yeah, yeah.
At least it was still English, so our English listeners can understand.
Which is every single one of our listeners.
Shout out to anyone
else.
So
everyone knows that, yeah.
This is 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. So it's like right at the beginning of his letter, he wants to come out swinging with the glory and power an imperishable reality of the resurrection and what our hope is, that it's all founded in this. This is the heartbeat. This is the kingpin. Is that the word that you used earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Of our faith. Yeah, my version says it can never perish, spoil, or fade.
Hmm.
Which, when we look at creation as we understand it,
yeah,
everything leads to fading,
mm-hmm,
spoiling, perishing. The greatest fruit, the most beautiful flower,
mm-hmm,
eventually it falls apart.
Yeah.
Entropy always increases, for those of you who are physics nerds. But this resurrection, this will never fail.
Mm.
This will never spoil or fade. This is our eternal hope, our inheritance. It's like waiting for us on the back end of what Peter recognizes is very real suffering and mm-hmm grief in this day.
Mm-hmm. And it's the hope that is to get us through those sufferings.
Amen. Amen. This is the tension that Jordan preached about a few weeks ago that we've referred to a couple times on the podcast, the already not yet.
Mm-hmm.
That the truth of resurrection is in some way realized right now,
mm-hmm,
yet not realized in its fullness.
Yeah. There's a kingdom that is decaying and a kingdom that is increasing, and they're overlapped right now.
It's good.
And our hope is in the kingdom that is increasing and flourishing and never fading. Oh, come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
Say that.
I feel like that, if you don't have that, what do you have?
What do you have?
I don't know. I don't know how I would go through my life if I didn't have this hope of Christ's inaugurated kingdom.
Yeah, we could go a while on the philosophy of nihilism if we wanted to, because I kind of think that might be one of the only options. mm-hmm. if we don't have this hope.
It's like what everything's meaningless.
You know, there's that everything's that meaningless is nihilism. Exactly. Yeah. There's no point to anything. So just, you know, enjoy things that are pleasurable to you while you live. And then when you're living, like eventually you'll die and that'll be it.
Hmm.
That's nihilism. It's a bummer. I guess there's reincarnation. There are other worldviews, but nothing is nearly as glorious or beautiful as the resurrection, in my opinion. Because even reincarnation, it's just cyclical.
Mm-hmm.
Until, I guess, in like Hinduism or Buddhism, you reach some kind of nirvana.
Yeah, when you've been, I don't know, but it takes all these different iterations. And yeah, there's just, it's not.
And even in that, I've heard it described as, well, I didn't know we were going into comparative religion, but here we are. Even in that, I've heard it described like you are a drop of water returning to the ocean of energy, which in that picture, you lose your self.
Yeah.
Selfness, individuality disappears. But what's so incredible about the Christian hope over and above, especially every Eastern hope, is that we've been created uniquely as individuals with unique purpose. And as we are lost in the person of God, we become more and more distinctly ourselves.
Wow.
That there's some paradox of individuality and togetherness.
Yeah.
In the Christian hope. And that's something I want to celebrate.
Amen. That's so good.
And I like how it ends here in verse 8. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. So Peter is talking to a community of people that have never met Jesus.
Yeah.
And yet they hold fast to him. And he says, that's the kind of faith that's going to drive you through life. And as long as you're on this side of the veil, hold on tight to that hope. Because it'll be the fuel that runs your tank, regardless of how horrible your circumstances might be. Because ultimately, the glory of heaven is far more brilliant than the darkest pit on earth. And we can trust that, as it says in Romans 8, I feel like I've been quoting this all the time lately, I consider our present sufferings are nothing in light of our future glory.
Hmm.
Let me, instead of paraphrasing it, let me just read that and then we can conclude today. How does that feel?
That sounds good. That sounds really good.
Romans 8:18, if I'm not mistaken. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is going to be revealed to us. Says the man who was stoned, imprisoned, shipwrecked, whipped, beaten, stripped naked in public. He's like, nah, I don't even need to compare these sufferings to the glory that's coming.
So good. So good.
May we live with that hope throughout this week and forever.
Amen. See you guys tomorrow.
Can't wait.